National Broadcasting Company brings you Brian Donlevy as Steve Mitchell in Dangerous Assignments. The time near midnight. The place, Nigeria, West Africa. Two men stand on the swaying observation platform of a train which winds its way across a yawning chasm between two mountains.
This gorge we're crossing looks pretty deep.
Yeah, about 1,000 feet.
I didn't realize there were so many mountains in West Africa. This is the third trestle we've been over in the last hour.
It is hilly country. But soon we reach the inland plateau where it is more level.
Oh, you've been around this neck of the woods before, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, incidentally, I don't think we've met. I'm Russ Holden.
Yeah, I know.
Huh?
I have been following you, Herr Holden.
Following me? Hey, wait a minute. Get away from me.
This is where you get off, Herr Holden.
No! No! No!
You've seen him as Sergeant Markov in Bull Guest, as Charles Dana in 2 years Before the Mast. And now, here is our star, Brian Donlevy, in another two-fisted portrayal as Steve Mitchell in Dangerous Assignment.
Mighty Lemon, from Miami, Puerto Rico, Cape Verde Islands, and Dakar, West Africa. Now ready to depart.
All aboard,
please.
Mr. Plainfield, come on.
Look, Ruth, I still don't know what this is all about. One minute I'm doing a smooth rumba with a smooth blonde. The next minute you're dragging me to a taxi, shoving passports and plane tickets down my throat.
I can't help it, Steve. I just do what the commissioner tells me. Oh, there he is, over at his car.
Steve, Ruth, over here.
Coming, Commissioner.
Ruth, will you see that Steve's suitcase is checked aboard the plane?
Okay, Commissioner.
Steve, let's get in my car a minute. We can talk there.
Okay.
I'll make this quick, Steve. You're leaving for Nigeria, West Africa, in 5 minutes.
West Africa? Now, look, Commissioner.
We've got to move fast, Steve. We may be too late as it is.
What do you mean?
One of our men has been over there 2 weeks, Russ Holden. He was to have sent a report back not later than noon today. We haven't heard a word from him.
Well, maybe he got delayed.
I don't think so, Steve. I'm afraid Russ is dead.
Dead? Look, what's this all about?
Manganese.
Manganese? That stuff they use making steel?
Yes. Last week, all shipments of manganese to this country were suddenly cut off. We think the interests behind that move are trying to form a worldwide manganese cartel. If they succeed, our entire steel industry will be crippled.
I still don't see what all this has to do with West Africa.
2 weeks ago, we heard rumors that a rich vein of manganese had been discovered over there in the border country of northern Nigeria.
Oh, I see.
That area is controlled by a native tribal chief named Soba.
And you sent Russ to negotiate with this Soba, huh?
Yes. We want Soba to sign an agreement permitting United Nations representatives to start mining operations in that area. And we've got to get to him before the agents of the cartel do.
And that's where I come in?
On the surface, you'll be a foreign correspondent trying to get an interview with Soba. Let it get out you're looking for him. Also, that you're trying to locate another foreign correspondent, Russ Holden.
Lucky me. I get to play target.
I'm afraid so. It's the quickest way of flushing the opposition out into the open. Steve, you'll be up against a tough outfit. They'll stop at nothing to keep you from getting to Soba. They'll throw every obstacle in your path they can, including a bullet.
Great.
And they'll be trying to get to Soba ahead of you, too.
Steve, the plane's ready to take off.
Okay, Ruth.
Your first stop in Nigeria will be the Alexandria Hotel. We know Russ stayed there for a while.
Alexandria Hotel, right.
Steve, if Russ is still alive, find him and work together. If he isn't, go it alone. But above all, get through to Soba and get him to sign that agreement. You've got your assignment. Good luck.
Good afternoon, sir.
Welcome to the Alexandria Hotel. You wish a room?
Yeah, and a blotter. This rain is even more so than what the Florida papers say about California.
Please sign here. This is the rainy season, you know.
No kidding.
From now until October, sir.
You sound proud of it. You mean it's this way all over Nigeria?
Often answer.
Fine.
Mr. Steve Mitchell, United States. Boy, take Mr. Mitchell's suitcase to room 22. Will you be staying with us long, Mr. Mitchell?
No longer than I can help. I shouldn't be here at all.
Sir?
I'm a foreign correspondent. A friend of mine was supposed to do a story over here, but I guess he wandered into a bar somewhere and forgot all about it. So now I have to do it.
What was your friend's name?
Holden. Russ Holden.
Why, Mr. Holden stayed at this hotel while he was in Lagos.
When did he check out?
Several days ago, I believe he took the train to Kugama.
Kugama? Where's that?
It's inland and to the north, Mr. Mitchell. It is a long trip by train.
What kind of country is it up there?
Very wild, sir.
Well, I guess I'm going to need more suitable clothes. Is there a store around here where I can get outfitted?
Oh, yes, indeed, sir. Carter's. It's right in the next block.
Okay. I'll give it a whirl as soon as I get out of these wet clothes.
Right up the stairs until you're right, sir. The boy will have your room all ready for you. Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Let me see your register.
You wish a room?
Let me look at that register.
Why, sir? What business have you with...
Register. Give it to me.
All right, but...
Let's have it. So he is Steve Mitchell. You may have it back.
I don't understand.
You are to say nothing about this. Forget all about me, do you understand?
But no, I don't understand.
To help you forget.
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
The clerk at the hotel told me I could get some clothes for the back country here, but I see you've got some other customers over there. I can wait.
To tell the truth, sir, it's a relief to wait on you.
What?
That gentleman over there with the pith helmet on backwards is Mr. Brighton. He's being outfitted for his first hunt, and waiting on people like that is always a trying experience.
Who's the girl? She don't look very trying.
That is Mrs. Brighton.
Oh.
Luckily, they've hired one of the best guides around here, the tall gentleman, Mr. Campbell.
Well, fix me up with whatever I'll need, huh?
Let's see now. You want a tunic and... Mr. Brighton! Watch out with that rifle, Mr. Brighton!
Hey!
Are you all right, sir?
Yeah, 2 inches to the right and I wouldn't be.
Oh, my goodness!
Brighton, put down that gun before it goes off again. You okay, mister?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what to say. I'm so dreadfully sorry, old man.
Look, where'd you learn to handle a gun anyway?
I'm trying to find out how to load it. And,
yeah, you found out all right.
Such a stupid accident. I'm frightfully sorry.
Peter, I think you've distinguished yourself enough for one day. Let's go back to the hotel. I need a drink.
That's probably a good idea, Mr. Brighton. I'll attend to the rest of the stuff.
All right. Now, look, old man.
Yeah, you're frightfully sorry. Let's let it go at that.
Peter.
Come in, my dear. I'm very sorry this happened in my store, sir. I'll get an outfit together immediately.
Okay.
Ought to be an easier way of making a living than this.
Yeah. I can't say I'd care to play nursemaid to a trigger-happy tenderfoot like that. Oh, incidentally, I'm Steve Mitchell.
Laird Campbell.
Cigarette?
Oh, nice. American, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Being a guide, you expect a certain percentage of lemons. But it looks like I hit the jackpot this time. To make it worse, Brighton's decided there's only one spot in Nigeria where he wants to hunt. Way up north, past Kugama.
Kugama?
Yeah. Tomorrow we're taking that stinking train.
Look, Campbell. I'm a foreign correspondent, and I'm supposed to get a story on a tribal chief up there.
Soba?
Yeah. You know him?
Yes. I've hunted around there a couple of times. He gave me this good luck charm a few years ago.
Yeah. Say, how would I go about getting to Soba's village?
Well, it's pretty rugged country. You have to pack in from Kugama. Say, our safari will be headed in that direction. Why don't you go along with us? I could take you right to Soba's village.
Well, I wouldn't want to inconvenience you.
Oh, nonsense. No inconvenience. Believe me, I'd be glad of the company. And I don't think Brighton would have any objections. How about it?
Well, that's a thought, Campbell. Thanks for the offer. I tell you, we can talk about it on the train to Kugama, huh?
Okay. See you on board, Mitchell.
All right.
cattle train. When do we get to Kugama, anyhow?
Tomorrow noon. Care for another drink, Mrs. Brighton?
Sure, I'd care for one. Better not. Hmm? Look at Peter over there, scowling away. He thinks I've had too many already.
Oh, Mr. Brighton doesn't approve, huh?
He's one of those physical fitness bugs. He must have read about Teddy Roosevelt when he was a kid. He's been trying to live dangerously ever since.
You know, you sound like you come from my side of the Atlantic.
Kansas City.
Oh.
I happen to wind up Mrs. Brighton? Who knows? One day I'm in the chorus at the Palladium in London. The next day, I'm Mrs. Peter Brighton. And I've been on a bicycle ever since. I think I'll have that drink after all.
Lola, getting late.
You can read me like a book. Oh, well.
Is this seat next to you occupied, sir?
No, no, help yourself.
Thank you.
What were you saying about being on a bicycle, Mrs. Brighton?
Last year it was pig sticking in India. Have you ever been pig sticking?
Not that I know of. Your husband must have a lot of time on his hands. Doesn't he work?
He works. He's always got some big conference going on. He fools around with a lot of different interests, oils, mining, stuff like that.
I see.
Well, it's getting late. I think I'll turn in.
Okay. See you in the morning, Mrs. Brighton.
Good night, Mr. Mitchell.
All right.
It is very amusing.
What?
Permit me. I am Varchek.
What's amusing?
That everyone is suddenly going to Kogama.
Oh?
For years I have operated trading post up there, and nobody pay any attention to that region. But now suddenly everyone is interested in it.
No? Does a hunting party and a newspaper hack after a story constitute everybody, Varchek?
This hunting expedition and the story you seek. They would not by any chance have to do with the rumors of a discovery of manganese ore in that region, would they?
You're doing the talking.
If you prefer, I will confine my conversation to the scenery.
Like I say, you're doing the talking.
As a matter of fact, we are passing through some very beautiful country right now.
Oh?
Yes. We are approaching a gorge which is quite spectacular. The view from the observation platform is a rewarding one.
Hmm. Is it? Well, I could do with some fresh air anyway. Thanks.
You are quite welcome, sir.
Good evening.
Oh,
enjoying the view?
Yeah, that's the Sun Gorge we're going over.
Yeah, it's almost 1,000 feet deep, Herr Mitchell.
Mitchell? How come you know my name? Who are you? Hey, what are you doing? Get your hands off me, will you?
This is where you get off, Mitchell.
Watch out.
A friend who beats you down there.
Let go of me. Will you?
Yeah!
The National Broadcasting Company is bringing you Brian Donlevy, starring in the role of Steve Mitchell in the third of an exciting new adventure series, Dangerous Assignment.
Mitchell, you okay? Yeah. That was close.
What happened, Mr. Mitchell? Mr. Campbell and I were sitting in the smoking car. We saw a man follow you outside, and then there were sounds of a fight.
There was a fight, Varchek. The other guy lost.
Over the side, huh?
Uh-huh. That was some view you sent me out here to see, Varchek. Or wasn't that what you had in mind?
I do not understand.
What's the next town we get to, Campbell?
Kano. Be there in a few minutes. But I have about a 4-hour layover there.
Telegraph office in the station?
Yeah.
Telegraph office?
Yeah. The press association I work for is very strange, Varchek. They like me to send them stories now and then. So that's what I'm going to do, if it's all right with you.
Here's Steve's report, Commissioner.
Good, let's have it. Considerable interest being shown in manganese air by tenderfoot hunter named Brighton and trader named Varchek. I'm joining Brighton Safari to Vicinity Chief Sober's village. Good.
Sounds like it's been a busy day, Commissioner.
Oh, wait a minute. Almost got tossed into canyon 2 hours ago.
What?
Afraid Russ Holden wasn't as lucky as I was. Oh, I was afraid of something like that, Ruth.
Poor Russ.
Great. Come on. I have 2 hour layover here in Kano. I'm borrowing one of Campbell's native gun bearers to take me back to that ravine I almost got shoved into.
Let's see. We're just about under that railroad trestle right now, Guru.
Juana, look.
Not a pretty sight, is it? Yeah, that's the guy who jumped me, all right, Zuru.
Juana?
Yeah.
I have seen that man before.
What? Where?
No can remember.
Well, try to remember.
Zuru, try.
It's very important. Let's see. He ought to have some identification here in his wallet. There it is. Hans Graber. Never heard of him.
Juana! Juana! Me find something?
What is it?
Here.
A wristwatch.
Bones, too.
It's Russ Holden's wristwatch.
Train leave station soon. Time to go back, Juana.
Yeah. Come on, Zuru.
Lived around this north country most of his life. Matter of fact, he belongs to Soba's tribe.
Oh?
Mr. Mitchell, did you find anything at the bottom of a ravine?
I found what I was looking for, Warchek.
The body of man who attacked you?
Such a beastly thing to happen, old boy. Somebody have a grudge against you or some such silly thing?
Apparently somebody does, Brighton.
Still the man of mystery, Mr. Mitchell?
Look, Warchek.
Warchek, I've got one rule on safari. Everybody minds his own business.
But of course, Mr. Campbell.
Warchek going with us?
Yeah. He asked Brighton if he could tag along as far as his trading post.
Oh, he's glad of company. Helps keep my wife from getting bored.
How much longer before we get there, Campbell?
We'll pull into Kugama about noon. Take a couple of hours to load the jeeps. That'll get us started around 2. By sunset tonight, we'll be camped in the bush.
How about putting some more wood on the fire, Campbell?
Yeah, sure thing. Give me a hand, will you, Mitchell?
Okay, Campbell.
That's better. What was that?
Big cat out there somewhere.
Good, good. Maybe we'll get a crack at him tomorrow.
I can hardly wait. It's a wonderful ride on a stuffy train and a few charming hours bouncing in a jeep. Now a mangy lion waiting for us. How did I get so lucky?
Well, if you will all excuse me, I think I will go to my tent.
That's a good idea, me too.
That'll be a good idea if we all turn in pretty soon. We'll want to get started by dawn.
Who's out there?
Zuru.
Oh, come on in, Zuru. What is it?
Juana Campbell with you?
No, Campbell's in his tent, isn't he?
Not in tent.
Wait a minute, he said he was going to check the jeeps before he turned in.
We'll look for him there.
Something I can do, Zuru?
No, me talk to Juana Campbell.
Oh, incidentally, have you remembered yet where you saw that dead guy in the ravine?
Me only talk to Juana Campbell. Only talk to Juana Campbell.
What's with him?
Mr. Mitchell.
Huh?
It's Marla Brighton.
Oh, hi. What can I do for you?
Buy me a drink.
Afraid I don't have anything.
Fine. I might have known Peter would carefully omit any liquor from his provision list. What was that?
Came from over there in that brush.
Campbell?
Here I am, Mitchell.
Zuru. What happened?
Just going back to my tent. I heard Zuru scream, found him like this.
His throat's been cut.
Campbell, Campbell, what's all the noise about?
That frightful scream, my... Good heavens.
Best boy I ever had. He's dead. Murdered.
Murdered? By whom?
That's just what I'm wondering, Warchick.
Perhaps a fight with one of the other bearers.
Yeah. Perhaps. Well, the sun's coming up. We'll leave as soon as Brighton's ready.
Look, Campbell. Maybe I better head for Sobu's village this morning instead of tagging along with you, huh?
Well, I wouldn't advise you trying it alone, Mitchell. I'll take you over there later, as soon as Brighton's had enough hunting for the day.
Okay. Is the Warchick going with us this morning?
No, he said he'd rather stay here at camp.
Say, Campbell?
Hmm?
I didn't get a chance to talk to you last night after Zuru was murdered, but I think I know why he got it.
What do you mean?
Zuru told me that he'd seen the guy who tried to push me off the train before.
Huh? Where had he seen him?
I don't know. But I think he remembered last night and wanted to tell you about it.
I wish he could have found me sooner. Here comes Brighton. We can start now.
Hey, if you don't mind, I'm going to stick pretty close to Brighton while we're out in the bush.
Afraid his gun might go off accidentally in your direction again?
Yeah. I might not be so lucky this time.
What time is it, Mitchell?
5 to 8.
Sitting in this jeep in the middle of the jungle is not my idea of sport. The sun is getting hotter by the minute, and so are the mosquitoes.
Yeah.
What's keeping Campbell? Said he and his gun-bearer would pick up the trail of that lion and come right back for us. Gone almost an hour.
Well, he'll probably be along in a few minutes, Brighton.
No, this isn't turning out at all the way I'd hoped. But I suppose I shouldn't have expected anything else.
Huh?
Yeah. I'm sick of the whole business. I should never have let Campbell talk me into coming way up here in this godforsaken country.
It was Campbell's idea to come up here? He said it was yours.
Oh, no. He told me the hunting was better around here.
Come on.
Hmm?
Get out of this jeep. Let's get into the brush. Hurry up.
Oh, but Campbell told us to stay in this clearing.
Yeah. He's probably circling around behind us right now. Come on.
Well, Mitchell, I don't understand.
Neither did I. Until just now. Here, into this brush. Get down.
But why is Campbell shooting at us?
Not us. Me. Look, you sit tight right here and you'll be okay. It's me he's after.
Mitchell, where are you going?
Soba's village. It's about 2 miles west of here.
I hope.
Hey, what's that? Sounds like the village just ahead. Yeah, there it is. Uh-oh. Hey, it's some square dance. Ah, well, here goes. Hey, look. Don't let me stop the feast. If one of you will just tell me where your chief is.
It's not feast. Death does. Who are you?
I want to talk to Soba, your chief. Is he around?
Maranga. Jolo.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Look.
Maranga. What is it? The white man want to talk to you.
Is your name Soba?
Yes. You come at bad time, white man. We have death dance for one of my people, Zuru. Bring his body into village this morning.
Yeah, I know. Look, Soba, this is important. I've got to talk to you right away.
Go to my hut, white man. We finish death dance, then we talk. Barunga!
Hey,
man who speak with straight tongue, Juana Mitchell. Maybe your people are right ones to dig in my ground for metal. But you are too late.
What?
Other man promised my tribe much food and medicine.
What other man?
His trader man, Warcheck.
Warcheck? Oh, looks like I pegged the wrong guy. Where is he?
He's still in village.
Yeah, I see him. Over by that other hut. Excuse me, Silver. Warcheck! Warcheck!
Ah, Mr. Mitchell. It would seem you arrived too late.
Now look, Warcheck. I've been through too much in this deal to let that cartel you're working for come out on top now.
But you're mistaken, Mitchell. I work for no cartel, but for myself.
What?
You are bidding for mining rights. Cartel is also bidding for them. What more profitable place for me than in the middle where I can do business with the highest bidder?
Warcheck.
Looks like Warcheck didn't stay in the middle very long.
Campbell. Any agreement Warcheck has with the chief is void now. And with you out of the way, Mitchell, I think we'll be able
your,
to...
Your man Garber missed, huh? So you're going to finish the job yourself?
Yeah.
You ought to get a promotion for this, Campbell.
Uh-uh. Just money. A lot of it.
Yeah. Enough money so you didn't even mind killing Zuru when you realized he remembered seeing you and Graber together.
That's a lie. Soba, it's not true. Mitchell here killed Zuru.
You killer of Zuru.
Look, Soba, I tell you, I didn't kill Zuru. It was Mitchell.
White Hunter lies. When my men pick up Zuru's body, they find good luck charm I gave you long time ago.
What? Oh, I must have dropped it when I bent over Zuru after he died.
No. Good luck charm under Zuru's body. Barunga!
No, Soba.
Barunga Blogan!
No!
Mitchell! You! Good, Marunga. Good. He kill one of my people, he die.
You don't waste any time, Silver.
Mitchell.
What?
Come. We go to my hut. We talk some more.
Good. You can sign the agreement. I have the papers right here.
No sign.
What? Why?
Soba no sign name. Soba can only make X.
Oh. Well, look, Chief, don't worry about that. Right now, your ex is going to look like $1 million to me. Come on.
The time, sunset. The place, a small fishing village on the coast of Portugal. Two fishermen trudge wearily homeward past a deserted monastery near the waterfront. A sudden sound breaks the stillness of the evening air.
Sanchez, listen.
Huh?
The monastery bell is ringing.
Oh, but that is impossible, Naranja. No one has lived in that monastery for 5 years.
And now it's quiet. Come, Sanchez, we better go see.
Oh, Naranja, here is some food. And blankets. Someone has been living here.
For Sanchez. Look.
Oh, Madre mia. A man hanging from the bell rope.
Quick, let us cut him down.
It's too late, Naranja. He's dead.
You've seen him in such pictures as Wake Island, Stand By for Action, and Command Decision. Now, here is our star, Brian Donlevy, in another two-fisted portrayal as Steve Mitchell in Dangerous Assignment.
Hi, Commissioner. You know, you pulled me away for more big deals.
I want to talk to you about Alan Prescott, Steve.
Oh, is he back? That's good.
No, he's not back. Steve, Alan Prescott is dead.
Let me have that again.
I'm sorry, Steve. I know he was one of your best friends.
Alan dead? How did it happen, Commissioner?
He was found hanging from a bell rope in a deserted monastery.
Where?
Portuguese fishing village. Mazimbra is the name of it.
What was he doing there?
Alan had been assigned to investigate rumors about a wholesale racket to smuggle aliens into the United States.
Oh, well, looks like he got too warm.
Yeah. Steve, I figured you'd want this assignment.
I do. Have we any contacts over there?
One, and for a change, it's a man we know, we can trust. He's helped us before in the past, and he was working with Alan on this illegal entry investigation.
What's his name?
Perez. He runs a pet shop in Mazimbra. That'll be your first stop in Portugal.
Okay.
As usual, you'll pose as a foreign correspondent. Steve, I want you to go over there and find the men who killed Alan and get enough information so we can smash their racket. You got your assignment. Good luck.
Flight 9, now departing for Bermuda, the Azores, and Lisbon, Portugal. All aboard, please.
Senor Perez pet shop, and his light is still on.
Yeah. Okay, driver. Here you are.
Oh, gracias. You want me to wait for you, senor?
No, thanks.
Ah!
Hey.
Senor Perez, there's many birds in his shop, senor.
So I hear.
Good night, senor.
All right. Boy, what a menagerie. Anybody home? Perez? Perez? Okay, Polly, you call him, too. Hey, Perez!
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 Stop! You're choking me! Oh, oh!
Hey, hey, what's the matter, Polly? You got a persecution complex? Well, maybe Perez is in the back room here. Perez?
Perez? You're choking me! Oh,
oh, shut up. Oh, dark in here. Wonder where he is.
Come in and close the door.
What?
I have a gun. Do as I say.
Okay. Look, Perez, I want to talk to you. I'm a friend of Alan Prescott's.
I will turn on the lights.
That's better. Perez, what's the matter? You're bleeding.
There has been a fight.
Here. Come on over here and sit down. Let me help you.
Thank you. I will be all right.
What happened?
Two men came into my shop with knives, tried to kill me. I got my gun and drove them off. When I heard you come in a minute ago, I thought they had come back.
Yeah, I guess that's what your parrot thought, too.
You say you are a friend of Alan Prescott?
Yeah.
You were sent to take over the case he was working on, huh?
That's right.
The alien smuggling ring. I was working on it with Senor Prescott.
How much had he found out?
Why, so far very little, senor. However, I expect to come into possession of some valuable information tomorrow.
Okay, I'll check with you then. Now, you better get a doctor to look after those cuts, Perez. I'm going to the police station.
The sergeant at the desk said you wish to see me, senor?
Yeah. You in charge of the police here?
At the moment, I am Lieutenant Vieira, senor...
Steve Mitchell, I'm a foreign correspondent. I just flew in from the States today.
Jim,
and...
you landed at Lisbon, took the train to Mazimbra by taxicab to the pet shop of Senor Perez.
What?
Remained there 30 minutes, then walked here to the police station.
I didn't know my activities were a matter of such interest to you.
I have been sent here from Lisbon to investigate certain matters, senor. So at the moment, I am interested in everyone who comes to Mazimbra.
Yeah? Well, a friend of mine came here a couple of days ago. He got killed in a deserted monastery.
You are perhaps referring to Alan Prescott, another so-called foreign correspondent?
What do you mean, so-called?
There are indications that he was investigating the existence of an organization to smuggle Europeans into the United States.
You're right, Lieutenant Vieira. And I've been assigned to take over the investigation.
I see. You have proof of this?
Yeah. Here are my credentials.
So... Senor Mitchell, there is something in the next room which may be of interest to you.
Oh?
After you, senor.
Hey, this looks like the morgue.
For the present, it must serve.
Five bodies?
Sim. They were found under one of the fishing wharves their hands and feet securely tied. Mm.
You figure that these men were some of the paying customers in this alien smuggling racket?
It is possible.
Yeah. Maybe things got a little too hot for the smugglers all of a sudden, so they dumped these guys in the water. Who discovered the bodies?
We did. Our police launch patrols the entire bay every day at sunset.
I see. Any identification on any of them?
Their pockets were empty. But we were able to identify this man.
How?
From his fingerprints.
Got a criminal record, huh?
Si. His name is Luis Delgado from Villa Real to the north of here. He has been living there with his sister, Maria Delgado.
Might be a good idea to pay Maria a visit.
I was about to suggest it, Señor Mitchell.
Let's go. How much farther to Villa Real, Lieutenant?
But a few miles, Mitchell.
You sure believe in taking precautions, don't you?
Señor?
Having one of your boys, Taylor's.
Taylor's? I do not understand, Mitchell.
Well, that car behind us. It's been following us for the last 10 minutes.
I gave no orders to follow us, Mitchell.
What? Then who? Hey! Hey, he's coming up at us!
Can you see who it is?
No, it's too dark. Yeah, watch out! He's trying to run us off the road! Boy, that was close. Nice driving, Vera.
Thank you, Mitchell.
Well, somebody's sure anxious to put us out of the way. Beginning to look like we're on the right trail.
See, we will continue our trip to the Delgado house in Villa Real. Regret to bring you this news of your brother's death, Señorita Delgado.
You say he was drowned in the bay, Señor Lieutenant? How did he get there?
That is a question, Señorita.
You mean he was murdered?
Señorita Delgado, if you do not mind, Señor Mitchell and I will ask the questions.
Maria, did you notice your brother talking to any strangers the last 2 days?
Strangers?
Hmm.
He talked to no strangers.
Oh. When he left home, did he say where he was going?
He told me nothing.
Señorita, I think you are withholding information.
No, he's not true. I tell you everything.
I must remind you that your brother Luis Delgado had a criminal record.
That was long ago when he was in trouble. My brother was a good man.
Perhaps he intended to commit a crime when he left
here.
That
is a lie.
That is why he would not tell you where he was going.
He was not going to commit a crime. He was going to the United States to live with my uncle. I do not remember what he told me.
I see. Have you anything more to tell us? Very well. Señor Mitchell?
Yeah, let's go. Thanks, Maria.
We will question you more if necessary, Señorita.
Night. Well, Maria sure clammed up all of a sudden. But not until she told us what we wanted to hear.
See?
You know, it's a cinch that some of the arrangements on these deals are made in the United States. I wish we knew the name of that Uncle Maria spilled about.
It is Emilio Delgado.
What?
As you were talking to the señorita, I noticed on the table an envelope addressed to her dead brother. In the upper left-hand corner was the name Emilio Delgado.
Was there an address?
I do not know if it was an address or not. Mitchell, in the United States, is there a place called Bronx?
Bronx? Yeah, that's an address, all right. Well, good work, Lieutenant. Let's go to the nearest telegraph office.
Here's a report from Steve, Commissioner.
Thanks, Ruth. Definitely on trail of illegal entry racket. Go on.
He must be working fast, Commissioner.
Apparently last cargo of paying passengers too hot to handle. All 5 drowned.
Nice organization.
Yeah. One identified as uncle in the United States who apparently was helping make arrangements. Find and question Emilio Delgado, the Bronx. Think on that name, Lou.
Emilio Delgado.
Delgado.
Oh, Delgado, right.
I'm working with police lieutenant named Vieira. Just for the record, please check on him for me. You got that, Ruth?
Yeah.
Here's some more. He res that pet shop very cooperative and counting heavily on him to furnish hot lead. I'm on way back to Mazimbra now to talk to Perez again. We'll keep you informed.
Come in.
Ah, Senor Mitchell.
Lieutenant Vera, I'm worried.
Jim?
I've been counting on Perez at the pet shop to give me some hot information he hinted at yesterday.
Perez?
As soon as we got back from Villa Real last night, I went to his parrot palace and he wasn't there. I've been there on and off all day today and he still hasn't shown up.
Jim, he has shown up, Senor Mitchell.
Oh, has he? Well, that's good.
No, it is not good.
What do you mean?
This afternoon, a fisherman saw something floating in the bay. A man, face down. It was Perez.
In just a moment, our star, Brian Donlevy, returns as Steve Mitchell in Dangerous Assignment. Here's a message for the technically minded young men of America. The armed forces of the United States want volunteers. Volunteers for the greatest scientific enterprise in history. Volunteers for the world's greatest educational program. The new scientific armed forces offer training in dozens of technical specialties. Radar, radio, diesel, jet propulsion, aviation, and many, many others. So if you're thinking of an active career, a vital career, think of the United States Armed Forces. Now, the National Broadcasting Company brings you Act Two of Dangerous Assignment. Starring Brian Donlevy in the role of Steve Mitchell. The time, 4 hours later. The place, the commissioner's office in the United States.
I finally got hold of Steve, Commissioner. He's on the line.
Thanks, Ruth. Steve?
Hello, Commissioner.
We located Emilio Delgado in the Bronx. First, he wouldn't talk, but when we told him his nephew had been murdered trying to get out of Portugal, he opened up.
Oh, did he put the finger on the stateside branch of the racket?
It's a small travel bureau in New York. Delgado gave them $3,000. They promised to smuggle his nephew into the United States.
I see.
Incidentally, I checked on Lieutenant Vieira. His record is excellent.
Good. I figured it was, but I didn't want to take any chances.
Now, Steve, we close in on the travel bureau in New York. The gang in Portugal will slip away from us.
Oh, don't close in on the travel bureau yet, Commissioner. I tell you, send one of your agents there to arrange transportation for a relative over here in Portugal.
Relative? What do you mean?
Me?
What?
I'm going to use the name Nick Grado. G-R-A-D-O, Grado, for the record. I'm going to pass as a minor mobster deported last year.
But Steve, think of the danger.
I'm thinking of Alan Prescott dangling at the end of that bell rope. Now, look, I'm going to Lisbon and register at the Lagos Hotel under the name of Nick Grado. So long, Commissioner.
Now, Steve! Well, I hope he knows what he's doing. Ruth?
Yes, Commissioner?
Which of our agents looks the most like a gangster?
Summers. He looks pretty rugged.
Okay. We'll send him to that travel bureau in New York. Summers will pose as the brother of Nick Grado in Portugal. He'll offer the travel bureau $3,000 to smuggle Grado into this country. Draw the money out of a special account.
Are you in charge of this travel bureau? And I want to arrange some transportation.
Of yourself?
No, my brother in Portugal.
Well, that's simple. We represent several steamship companies and...
You don't understand. My brother was in the rackets over here and got deported to Portugal last year.
Oh. Well, that kind of transportation is very difficult to arrange and... Expensive.
Here's 3,000 cash. Says you can arrange it.
They take a long time.
He can wait.
Okay. What's your brother's name?
Nick Grado. He's staying at the Lagos Hotel in Lisbon.
Okay. Forget you were ever here. We'll make all the arrangements. Your brother will be contacted at the Lagos Hotel in Lisbon.
¶¶
Yeah?
Your name Negrado.
Who are you?
Bogota. You want to take a trip, Grado?
Trip?
Your brother in America arranged it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm all packed up.
Do not carry any identification. You have your money and valuables?
Yeah, right here on me, Bogota.
Good. The car is outside.
Where are we going?
To the cliffs, overlooking the sea, the Mazimbra.
Cliffs?
See, there's a cave at the waterline. You will wait for the boat there.
Okay, let's go. Hey, look, Bogota. Climbing down the side of a cliff in the dark is not my idea of fun. How about a light?
No, you're almost there. To your right a little.
Okay.
There. You see the entrance now?
Yeah. Pretty well hidden, isn't it?
See.
Hey, there's enough room inside the entrance to dock a boat.
See. Follow the ledge you are on. Into the cave.
Okay. Quite a place.
It serves our purpose.
Wait a minute. There's a light up ahead.
See, the other passengers.
Oh. How many are there on this trip?
Two others.
Business falling off?
It is good enough, Grano.
Who is there?
Here we are.
Who is it?
Bogota, old man.
Are you one of the passengers?
Sim. I am P. Montel.
Nick Grado is my name.
Where is the other one? The girl.
Girl?
Here I am.
Oh, I,
Senor Grado, did you say?
Yeah, senorita.
Maria is enough.
All of you stay here. I'm going to hide the car.
Bogota, how much longer must we wait here?
It's not for you to ask questions, Bormat.
Well, Senor Steve Mitchell?
Maria Delgada, the grief-stricken sister.
So you are supposed to be Nick Grado. What are you doing here, Senor Mitchell?
I was just going to ask you the same thing, Maria.
When you and Lieutenant Vieira told me about my brother's murder, I knew I could not rest until I found out who killed him.
Oh. Bogota doesn't know who you are?
No. And he will not, unless you tell him.
Look, you keep your mouth shut about me, and I'll do likewise.
See, it is a promise, senor.
Quiet. Here comes the old man.
Wait. All we do is wait.
Bogota say how long we stay here?
Until the boss comes with the boat, he said, but he would not tell me when that would be.
Did he say who the boss was?
No.
Pimentel, you do not look so good. Why you don't try to rest?
Oh, thank you for your kindness, senorita. I'm sick and an old man, but everything will be all right when I get to America. Everything.
Means a lot to you, huh?
It is what I'm living for, senor.
Mm. Say, how far back does this cave go, anyway?
Bogota told us to stay on this ledge and not to go back any farther. He said that narrow channel below winds back and ends against a solid wall of rock.
The front entrance, the only one, huh?
That is what he said.
Well, looks like nothing's due to happen tonight. I think we all better get a little sleep.
Senor, wake up.
Eh? Oh, Bogota.
It's past noon. Wake up. You, old man. Wake up.
Bogota.
Oh, what is the meaning of this?
Take all the money and valuables out of your pockets. Pile them on the rock here.
Hey, what is this? What are you doing with that gun?
What did I say? All of you.
And as for you, Senor Mitchell.
Mitchell?
See, we know who you are.
Well, thanks for tipping them off, Maria.
Tell them, Stephen, I swear it.
The boss wishes to talk to you, Mitchell.
The boss? When did he arrive?
I came in my boat while you were asleep, Mitchell.
What? Perez. Hey, what is this? The police told me you were dead.
The real Perez is dead, Mitchell.
Real Perez? Wait a minute. You mean when I talked to you in Perez's pet shop?
I had just killed Perez before you came in. You assumed I was Perez. I played along with you. After you left, I threw his body in the bay.
Great. So you're the boy who's running this racket.
A profitable one, I assure you.
Yeah, and a vicious one.
You get the passengers out here. You take their money and kill them. Instead of a ticket to the United States, they get a ticket to the morgue.
What?
You mean we will not be taken to America?
What do you think, old man? Come, Bogota. We will go back to the entrance.
What happens now?
For the present, you will all wait here. And, Senor Mitchell, I would not advise you to an attempt at an escape. There's only one entrance to this cave, and Bogota and I will be guarding that entrance with guns.
If they are going to kill us, why don't they do it now? Look at them, sitting at the entrance to the cave like two vultures. What are they waiting for?
That's what I've been trying to figure out. It's almost 6 p.m.
I will never see America. It was just a dream. It's all over for me.
Bogota, you fool. Do not light your cigarette here in the entrance. The launch will see you.
The launch? Hey, that's what they're waiting for.
What?
Lieutenant Vieira said the police launch patrols the coast every day at sunset.
Police launch?
Yeah. Perez is probably waiting until after the launch goes by so that our bodies won't be discovered until tomorrow. I could only figure out a way to attract the launch's attention.
But what good would that do? Steve, Bogota and Perez would shoot us.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. Perez said there was no back entrance to this cave, didn't he?
See?
He was lying.
How you know?
Look at the smoke from my cigarette.
What about it?
See what happens to it?
Well, it just goes straight up in the air, Steve.
Yeah. For a way. But then it starts drifting towards the front entrance. That means there's a draft up there. The draft could be caused by a back entrance.
Steve, but how can we find him?
Well, listen. Yeah, a boat. Probably the police launch. Whatever we do, we got to do in a hurry. As soon as the launch goes by, we're dead pigeons.
No, senor.
What?
I, old Pimentel, will help you. And God willing, I will save you.
What are you talking about?
I will go to the front entrance and call for help.
Are you crazy? Perez would kill you.
Sin. But the noise and flashes of the gun might summon police.
Now, look.
Senor, what happens to me is not important. I'm old, sick. But this way, perhaps I can prevent Perez from taking the dreams of others and ruining them, as he did mine.
Now, wait a minute.
No, senor. This is the best way.
Pimentel, come back.
Pimentel, what are you doing? Get back.
Police! Obey the gate!
Please, don't go. It is too late to help him now.
Over. You fool! They heard in the police launch. They are coming. Now take the boat out and lead them away. I'll take care of Mitchell and the girl. I'll meet you at the rear entrance.
Rear entrance? So there is one. Come on, Maria. This is our chance.
See?
Hey, wait, the ledge ends here. Okay, Maria. Come on into this channel.
Mitchell! Ah! Mitchell!
He can't see us in the dark, Maria. He's just shooting blind. Keep going.
I can't see a thing, Steve. It is so dark in here. The water is up to my waist.
Yeah, these walls are getting closer together, too. Hey, wait a minute. Oh, great. Solid rock.
What?
Yeah, this is the end of the line. We took a wrong turn back there somewhere. Yeah.
Hmm? Listen. Paris is still after us.
Yeah.
Then we can't just sit here and wait for him to kill us.
Maria, keep talking.
What?
Keep talking as if I were with you. Repeat what you've been saying. I'm going to backtrack and wait for him.
All right. Steve, what can we do? We cannot go any farther. It is a blind alley. Paris is getting closer to me.
You're right, senorita. Oh. Paris is getting closer. And there is nothing ahead of you but solid rock.
Did you hear that? It is Ferris.
See? And the two of you are caught like rats in a trap. I have... Mitchell.
Yeah, a gun's not going to do you any good underwater, Ferris.
I do not need the gun.
Oh,
there is strength enough in my heart.
Hit him, Steve. Hit him.
I can't.
Oh, Mark. Oh, Steve?
That's okay, Maria.
Oh, why? I could not tell which one of you was which, Steve.
Yeah, I was a little in doubt myself for a second or two. Come on, Maria, let's get out of this rat trap.
Steve?
Well, that's about it, Commissioner. Perez is dead, and the police picked up his hired hand, Bogota.
Look, Steve, where are you calling from?
My hotel room. I'm up here drying out all alone.
Stop! You're choking me!
Oh. Sounds like you're all alone.
Oh, that was just a parrot, Commissioner.
Parrot?
Yeah, from Perez's pet shop. He took a shine to me, I guess.
Now, Steve, you can do better than that.
No, no, it is a parrot, Commissioner. I'll prove it to you. Look, I taught him something to say to you.
Huh?
Go ahead, Polly. Polly?
Drop dead! Drop dead!
Steve!
So long, Commissioner.
Dangerous Assignment, starring Brian Dunleavy as Steve Mitchell.
Steve, I'm sending you to Switzerland on the next plane.
Switzerland? What's the matter? Your watch busted?
No. We're up against a case of international blackmail. Ruth, how about Steve's plane ticket?
Ready and waiting, Commissioner.
Good.
I'll check on his passport and credentials.
Thanks, Ruth.
Now, what's all this about international blackmail?
Well, as you know, the popular leader of a Central European country died last week.
Yeah.
We've taken an active interest in the affairs of that country. Mm-hmm. We've sent them food and money and done everything we can to help them establish a democracy. We've made a heavy investment in democracy. And now we've got to protect our investment.
I still don't get with the blackmail.
And this leader had finally succeeded in uniting his country behind him. He became a symbol of democracy in their minds. But there are interests who realize if they can discredit this man, that unity will collapse. And that country will then be an easy target for anti-democratic propaganda.
I see. But how can they discredit the man? He's dead.
We have just received information before he died. He signed a confession revealing his intention to sell out his country. We happen to know that confession was obtained by force.
Well, why hasn't it been published?
He had many friends, and one of them stole the confession before it could be put to use.
And you want me to contact this man?
No, he was killed. A man named Baumgartner contacted us this morning. He owns the Jungfrau Inn, the Swiss Alps, near Interlaken. He says he knows that the blackmailer is willing to sell this letter to the highest bidder.
Yeah, and those bidders will probably have the ante up pretty high by now. Okay, how much am I authorized to bid for it?
Nothing.
What?
You know we don't bargain with blackmailers.
But look, Commissioner...
Steve, get that document. Well, that's it. You've got your assignment. Good luck.
The National Broadcasting Company is proud to present Dangerous Assignment, starring Brian Dunleavy in the role of Steve Mitchell, colorful two-fisted government agent. At all those places of the world where danger and intrigue walk hand in hand, there you will find Steve Mitchell on another Dangerous Assignment.
Yeah. That's my assignment. Go to Switzerland, contact Baumgartner, and find who has a document hot enough to start a revolution in Central Europe. Then somehow get that document. The other team will be bidding plenty of cold cash for it. I guess I'm supposed to use box stops or just bat my baby blue eyes at somebody. Well, I get to Interlaken on Monday. I'm met by a character named Rudy. Shortly thereafter, we're winding our way up the Alps in a horse-drawn sleigh. You know, Rudy, this Jungfrau Inn is about as easy to get to as a monastery in Tibet.
But here we are, Herr Mitchell. Who there?
What? Look, I don't see the inn anywhere. Whoa, don't tell me it's down in the bottom of this gorge.
No, look across the gorge.
Huh?
There it is on the other side. Come along.
Well, look, I don't have wings. I still don't see how we're going... Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah?
Don't tell me we're supposed to ride in that contraption across this gorge.
Yeah, the cable car. Come.
You call that a cable car? Looks more like an oversized coal bucket to me.
It is the quickest way to the Jungfrau Inn. To go around the edge of this chasm by trail takes 2 hours. But by cable car, it is only a few minutes.
Hey, you know, it isn't exactly warm up here.
Oh, but this is mild to a former ski trooper.
Oh, army, huh?
Yeah, almost 7 years. Now I will hold the cable car steady while you get in.
Hey, that sure looks like a long way down. You sure you've been checked out on this gadget?
Checked out?
This cable car, you know how to operate it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is very simple. You see, this button starts the motor. So, now this lever, to go forward, we pull it back. And to go back, we push it forward.
You know, that sounds real logical.
We go forward. So.
Hey, that bank sure drops away in a hurry.
Yeah.
How deep is this gully, anyway?
I'm glad you asked that question, Herr Mitchell.
What?
I will let you find out for yourself how deep it is.
Hey, what's the big... Uh-oh.
We know why you're in Switzerland, Mitchell. We cannot pay as much as Uncle Moneybags. Therefore, we stop you before you arrive. Now, over the side.
You mean jump, just like that?
I will help you with a bullet if you prefer.
Now, look, Rudy, why don't you play it smart? Take the money I brought and...
And while I'm close, give you the opportunity to grab this gun? No, Herr Mitchell, we are trained to omit foolish mistakes.
Look, you said you were an army man.
It will not help you to stall.
I also remember from my midshipman days that military habits are hard to break.
I do not understand.
Simply this. Achtung!
You tricked me!
Thanks for snapping to attention. Now drop this gun or I'll break your arm.
It went over the side, Mitchell.
Yeah.
Now it is man to man.
Look, you made your pitch and you failed. Now let's leave it there.
I was sent to kill you. I shall push you out.
Look, Buster, I'm giving you an out. Now take it.
One of us is going over the side.
Not me, Buster.
No, no, Mitchell. Grab me. I'm slipping.
Oh, brother. Bartender.
Yeah, you would like a drink?
Yeah, I could use one right now. Scotch.
Yeah.
Is the owner of this inn around anywhere?
Here you are. Yeah, Herr Baumgartner. See over at the corner table.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, it was my fault.
Did I hurt you?
Not at all.
I spilled your drink.
Oh, that's all right. I wasn't looking where I was going.
Well, let me buy you another one.
No, thank you.
But I...
No, really. I tell you, I will take, what do you call it? A rain check?
Yeah, a rain check. Okay, that's the date. See you later.
Good evening.
Is your name Baumgartner?
Yeah.
I'd like to talk to you.
Please, sit down. But... let us not talk until the music's over.
Look, I want to talk now. My name's Mitchell, Steve Mitchell. You surprised to see me?
But of course not, Herr Mitchell. I've been expecting you.
Yeah? Well, I wasn't a very cordial welcome your stooge tried to give me in that cable car.
What? Please, Herr Mitchell, I'm very fond of this music. It's the very best, you know. Die Moserbuben.
The what?
Die Moserbuben. Oh, the Moser boys. Isn't that good to listen to?
Yeah, great. But right now, I've got more on my mind than yodeling. We're going to have a talk, so quit stalling.
Well. Come, we'll go into the bank room.
Okay. Just one thing, though.
Yeah?
Have you got another ape waiting for me in there?
Ape? But I do not understand.
Oh, well, never mind. Come on.
After you, Herr Mitchell.
Okay.
Yeah, let's sit down. Now, what is all this... suspicion of me.
You sent a strong arm named Rudy to pick me up and polish me off.
Herr Mitchell, why should I want to, as you say, polish you off? I want to do business with you.
Then where did this Rudy come from?
The man I sent to bring you here was named Otto. This Rudy was undoubtedly working for one of the people who are bidding for the document we're both concerned with.
Well, maybe. Look, speaking of that document, our information is that you know who has it and are willing to act as a go-between.
Your information is accurate, Herr Mitchell.
Do you know the document is still in existence?
I've seen it. It's now in a safe deposit box in Bern. But that doesn't matter, any of it. The point is, you will do business directly with me. I'm representing the owner of the document. Now, I've already been approached by two different bidders. I'm sure the United States will pay more than either of them. How much are you prepared to offer, Herr Mitchell?
Not 1 cent, Baumgartner.
You know, it's good to see a man with a sense of humor, even at a time like this. But let's be serious.
I am serious.
Herr Mitchell, do not try my patience. I've been instructed to sell that document for the equivalent of $100,000. If not to you, then to others.
Look, you know that piece of paper could do a certain country a lot of harm if it fell into the wrong hands.
It will do you no good to come here with your Boy Scout talk. I am not interested in the harm the document can do to anyone else. I am interested in the good it can do me.
And its owner, of course.
You're wasting my time, Herr Mitchell. I could be listening to the music.
Look, Baumgartner...
There is no use prolonging this silly conversation. Unless you make a definite offer, you leave me no recourse but to sell to the highest bidder.
I wouldn't want you to do that. Well, maybe I can raise some money and get in on the bidding.
Oh, this attitude I like better. However, I shall accept the highest bid that I've had. I will deliver the keys to the document safe deposit box tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. You have until then. If you bring a better offer, the key is yours. Otherwise...
Yeah, I get it. Well, then I'd better get back to Interlaken right away.
I will send my bartender with you to see that you arrive safely. I do not want anything to happen to you, Mitchell, because I believe that your bid will be the highest.
Look, can't you make this contraption move a little faster, Fritz? It's like a deep freezer with a fan turned on.
We are almost to the end of the line.
Indeed you are, my friend.
Hey, who's that over there on the bank?
I don't know him.
Well, just to be safe, put this thing in reverse.
Oh, it will not go into reverse. We saw to that.
He is right. It is jammed.
Oh, great.
And now, as you said, you are indeed at the end of the line, Mitchell.
Who are you?
Oh, my name is Gaylock. Would you and your companion kindly step out, please?
What do you want?
Han?
Yeah.
Drag him out.
Yeah.
Hey, look. Gun or no gun, get this big ape away from me.
Go!
Okay, Buster.
Oh, Mitchell, I am so sorry that you did that. It shows that just because I am a little man, you are not impressed by me. Oh, dear. It is always this way. I am such a mild little man, so no one is impressed. And therefore, I must make people impressed.
Well, never mind the lecture. Where's this leading?
Mitchell, tonight you killed one of my men.
Oh, Rudy? The guy in the bucket?
The same. And now, an eye for an eye. Hans.
Yeah?
Shoot the little one.
Wait a minute. You can't kill Fritz in cold blood for something he had nothing to do with.
Oh, Mitchell, you're not impressed. Oh, dear. Hans.
Wait.
No!
Good Lord, what kind of a man are you?
That's the kind of man who will kill you, Mitchell, if you do not give me the document.
Gerlach, I don't have it.
You came to buy it. You saw Baumgartner, and so it follows that you have the document. Now, please, Mr. Mitchell, take pity on me. It's quite cold up here. I would much rather be in front of a warm fire. I am sure that your conscience would bother you if you made me catch cold.
Yeah, I'd hate myself in the morning, I suppose. Look. I don't have it, and I don't know where it is.
Oh, dear. Very well, Hans. Proceed.
Hey, look, if you think I'm going to hold still while this jughead works over me...
Hans!
Yeah.
Again, Hans, only this time use the butt of your rifle.
Yeah. Listen, you big gorilla.
That's lovely. Now, Hans, you may kick him. Again. That's enough to soften him up. Any more would be cool. Roll the bartender's body into the gorge, and then we shall take Mitchell to my house in Interlaken. Welcome back, Herr Mitchell.
Oh, my ribs feel like a football field.
Yes, of course. You can thank Hans for that.
Yeah, I have more for you.
No, hurry, I can wait.
And now, Mitchell, we resume our negotiations.
Like I told you, I don't have it.
Yes, we know that. We searched you, but you do know its whereabouts.
Hmm?
Hans, perhaps a hemlock?
Yeah. Hey, cut out! It isn't going to do you any good, Mirovac.
Oh, that's for sure. It will not do you any good either, Mitchell. A little more pressure, Hans.
You've got my thumb practically up to my ear.
Just a little more.
Wait.
Ah, at last, Hans releases arm.
Oh, that's better. Look, I'm kind of groggy. I could do with some fresh air.
Oh, but of course, Mitchell. Poor man, you have been through a great deal. Open the window and get your fresh air. And then we shall talk.
I stumbled over to the window. I was in a hole, but good. These kids were playing for keeps. Something moved in the street. There was a girl leaning out of a car window. It looked like the girl I'd bumped into up at the Jungfrau Inn. She waved again, and I got the message, but quick. I slumped over against the window like I was passing out.
Hans, help him.
I heard Hans coming up behind me. I swung my fist around hard. It connected with his stomach. He bounced back into Gerlach. The two of them went down. I dove out the window.
Hans, big after him.
Over here. Warren.
Yeah.
Quick, get into the car.
Okay. Give her the gas.
I will turn at the first corner. I think we can shake them off.
Hey, look. You're the girl I bumped into up at the Jungfrau Inn.
That's right.
Well, not that I wasn't glad to see you just now, but what were you doing parked in front of Gerlach's place?
I came down in the cable car just ahead of you. I saw what happened to you, so I followed you.
I'm sure glad you did, Miss...
Lisa Strauss.
Lisa? I'm Steve Mitchell. Where are we going?
I think we've lost them by now. Well, stop bleeding, Mr. Mitchell. I will take you to my apartment. I can bandage your cuts there.
Thanks. Anywhere's all right with me as long as it's where that character Gerlach isn't.
Are you feeling any better now, Steve?
Only about 1,000%. Hey, remind me to take first aid lessons from you sometime, Lisa.
How about a drink, Steve?
You think of everything, don't you?
But when we bumped into each other at the inn, you promised me a rain check, remember? Here you are.
Thanks. Well, happy rain check.
You know, it is very fitting, this rain check.
What do you mean?
Because for you, it is going to start raining. Right now.
Huh?
Don't move, Steve, or I will shoot.
You too, Lisa.
Yes, Steve. I'm sorry.
Why?
I could like you very much.
Then, honey,
let's... Do not edge toward me, Steve. I have shot men before. But never one I liked so well, so soon.
Look, Lisa, let's put up that gun and concentrate on getting acquainted.
Oh, no. It would be fun, but this is important to my country.
Where do you come in?
Gerlach did not get the document from you. Therefore, you did not have it.
Well, that's what I tried to tell him. I'm glad you're smart enough to know it.
I am also smart enough to know that you must be killed.
Why?
Because you can bid more than I am prepared to offer.
Would you mind telling me who's going to do this little job for you?
For me? No one. I will do it myself.
It... You know, I believe you would.
Not would, Steve. Will. Obviously, I cannot do it in here in my apartment.
Well, that's a relief.
We will go for a little drive. Just the two of us.
Now, wait a minute.
Come on. Move. Keep both hands on the steering wheel, Steve.
Don't worry. With that blue steel tickling my ribs, I'll behave. Where are we going?
Out of the city a little way.
Look, what good's it going to do you to kill me?
I don't like competition, Steve. I know you are determined to get that letter, but I am more determined than you are. Steve, Steve, watch out. You're heading for that parked car in front of us.
So I see.
Slow down, Steve.
Oh, no.
You will hit it.
Yeah, that's the point. I'm sorry to jolt you, baby.
Let go of my wrist.
Let go of the gun.
And if I do not?
I've never broken a woman's wrist before, but I guess there's always a first time.
You would not do it.
Oh, wouldn't I?
I...
That's better.
You surprised me, Steve. You're not as soft as I thought. Well, what will you do now? Turn me over to the police?
Well, maybe I should. After all, you were trying to kill me, but I also remember you saved my life an hour ago. No, please, I'm not going to turn you over to the police.
You are a strange man, Steve. In turning me loose, you are making the biggest mistake of your life.
Maybe. Time will tell. I'll be seeing you, Lisa. Well, long about now, I'm ready to toss in the sponge. It's only a matter of time until Baumgartner contacts Gerlach or Lisa, and the highest bidder will be waiting at 10 o'clock to claim the key to the safety deposit box in Bern. I had no money to offer, and I couldn't scare Baumgartner into giving me the document. Baumgartner was more afraid of Gerlach and Lisa than he was of me. Then a crazy idea hit me. It might work. Fear does talk louder than money, and maybe Gerlach and Lisa could do a little bit of work for me without knowing it. That night, I timed my arrival at the Jungfrau Inn. It's 9 as I open the front door.
Ah, good evening, Herr Mitchell.
Hello, Baumgartner. I see their Moser BBs are still being it.
Yeah. Such music. Oh, it's a delight to my soul. But I'm glad to see you back tonight, Herr Mitchell. It indicates you've changed your mind about that document. Now, how much are you prepared to bid for it?
Baumgartner, you told me you're just acting as a go-between in this deal, but I've got a pretty strong hunch that there is no other man. I think you've got the document and dreamed up this story about being just a go-between to protect yourself.
I do not understand the purpose of these remarks.
No purpose, really.
All right, then let's get down to business. How much are you prepared to bid?
You misunderstand, Baumgartner. I just came up here to tell you goodbye.
Mitchell, sometimes I find your sense of humor very annoying.
It's no joke. My train leaves for Bern in about 2 hours.
You are serious?
Yep. So long.
But I do not understand the key.
I think you will understand before long. Goodbye.
But, Herr Mitchell!
Well, hello, Lisa.
Hello, Steve.
You must like this inn.
It'll say rather that I like you.
Yeah, sure. You proved that the last time we were together.
I'm afraid you were a little too clever for me then.
Well, it doesn't matter anymore, Lisa.
What do you mean?
I'm taking my key, and I'm leaving on the train to Bern in a couple of hours.
Key? Leaving? You admit defeat, then.
I didn't say that. I just said I was leaving. Well, so long, Lisa. It was nice while it lasted, and I'm glad it didn't last a minute longer.
But wait, I do not understand. Well, if you are leaving, that means that Baumgartner...
It just means I'm leaving. So long, Lisa.
Oh, Michel.
Oh, looking for me, Hans? Here I am. That's one I owe you. Here's another. And here's one for Gerlach. Give him a message for me, Hans. Tell him I've got the key. Tell him it's too late. I'm leaving on the train to Bern. Don't forget.
Here's your compartment, sir. Number 5.
Thanks, conductor. When do we arrive in Bern?
Late tonight.
Mm-hmm. A little stuffy in here.
Oh, open the window if you like.
Right. See you later.
Mitchell! Mitchell!
Well, hello, Baumgartner.
Mitchell, what have you done to me?
I don't know what you mean.
But you must. Shortly after you left, Gerlach, he came to the inn and tried to kill me.
Well, maybe he doesn't like you.
Mitchell, this is serious. I escaped out the back door, but he followed me here. He's on the train.
What about the girl?
She saw it all. She too is here. What did you tell them?
Well, have a seat and I'll explain it.
There isn't much time. They're searching the compartments.
Well, then I better talk fast. Yesterday, you called the highest bidder and told him that he or she could claim the key to the safe deposit box at 10 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, yeah, all this I know.
I had to know who was the highest bidder. Tonight, when I told Lisa I was leaving with the key, it meant nothing to her. That left Gerlach.
Oh, this too I know.
When I left early mentioning the key, they both thought you had sold the document to me.
So, that's why Gerlach tried to kill me.
That's right. When Lisa learned about that, she smelled the double cross and started on her own.
But I didn't double cross the... You know that.
Well, in that case, you have nothing to worry about. When they find you, if you have time before they shoot you, just tell them the truth and...
You must tell them. You are the only one who can save my life.
Why don't you go to the police?
You know I cannot ask their protection in this matter.
Well, then you'd better make a deal with me. Now, you got that key to the safety box or deposit box on you?
But of course.
Well, give it to me. I'll tell Gerlach and the girl that you don't have it.
But I'll get nothing. No money, nothing.
Well, the other way, you'll wind up dead. Still with nothing. Come on, make up your mind. Yes or no?
Oh, but it's unfair.
Someone coming down the corridor.
It's a woman's steps.
Probably Lisa. What's it going to be, Baumgartner?
I... Oh, all right. Anything. Here. Here's the key.
Thanks. Now get over there behind the door. Keep yourself
behind the... You will both stay where you are.
Hello, Lisa. Looks like you've got quite a collection of guns.
Yes, but soon it will be a collection of keys. Baumgartner, you will be first.
No!
You promised to sell that document to me. Instead, you sold it to Steve Mitchell.
No, it's not true. Mitchell, tell her.
Yeah, maybe I had better explain. You see, Lisa...
Save your explanations for me, Mitchell.
Gerlach.
Drop the gun, Lisa. Drop it.
No.
Drop it, Lisa. He means business.
So do I.
Gerlach. Why, you... Mitchell, let go of me!
You bet.
You knocked him out, Mitchell.
Yeah, but not in time to save Lisa, though.
But in time to save me.
What? Baumgartner.
Yeah. I have Gerlach's gun now, Mitchell. Give me back that key.
I guess I should have known I couldn't trust you.
Take that key out of your pocket and give it to me at once.
Well, okay, Baumgartner. Here's the key. Catch.
Mitchell, you threw the key out the window.
Yeah.
On purpose.
On purpose.
I'll pull the emergency stop.
Hey. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going after that key, and I'll get it back.
Happy hunting.
Pull the emergency stop.
The guy who just jumped off the train, conductor.
Wait. His body's on the floor. Then it was a shot I heard.
Yeah. The unconscious guy's name is Gerlach. He killed the girl there.
But... I did not understand. You say a man jumped off the train. Why?
He's looking for a key in the snow out there somewhere.
A key?
Yeah. I threw it out the window. You know, I'd give a lot to see his face when he finds it.
Why?
It's the key to my apartment back in the States.
But is the key that valuable?
Well, it's not half as valuable as the one I've still got in my pocket. Well, come on, conductor. Let's get this train moving again. I've got a date in Bern. Oh, no. This date is with a safe deposit box.
Just heard another episode in the exciting new adventure series, Dangerous Assignment, starring Brian Donlevy as Steve Mitchell. Dangerous Assignment is written by Bob Wright, with music by Bruce Ashley, and was directed tonight by Max Hutto. Be with us again next week at this time when Brian Donlevy, starring in the role of Steve Mitchell, will embark on another Dangerous Assignment.